With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
And how much did Len tip you? Did he tip you at all?
Shame you, Len. I think he did, yes. I just don't...
I know, Len. He's stingy with the tips, yo.
From the moment this ad started, this many videos have been uploaded to YouTube. You want to stand out? Then you need the best music for your videos. Get unlimited access to Artlist's complete music catalog, with amazing new music added daily that's pre-checked for monetization. It doesn't matter what kind of creator you are or how big your channel is. With Artlist, you're free to create. Start now and stand out.
Inda, Varamini, welcome to another episode of Podcast and Chill. And today I'm chilling with the beautiful and the talented Simi. How are you, Simi?
I'm good, Ninjani.
I'm great, man. What's your full name?
Simpiwe Ntlangolela.
Simpiwe Ntlangolela. So why did you go with Simi then?
I honestly, it's a name that I actually invented. When I started this whole, I think I've always loved entertainment. So in primary, it was not even just Sim, it was Similicious.
Similicious, wow.
It was a mess. It was a mess because I was like, okay, how can I use my own actual name, you know, to come up with the nickname? I do have another nickname that people know, but Usimi was, you know, I don't know. But yeah, it's just Simi. I wanted something that people can call me Estradini and at home, and it still makes sense.
Do you still remember the first time we met?
Was it Huawei Job of Day?
Yes, it was.
I remember.
I remember it was Huawei Job of Day. I was with my woman, and you guys were in VIP. So at first, I saw Sunny L, you know? Sunny L was on the come up, and I was fucking with his shit. I was like, fuck. That's Sunny L, I gotta say hi, you know? So I go up to him, I'm like, yo, dude, there's a song you did, Ubala. That's like my favorite song, I love that. And you were standing right next to him, and he was like, you the one that was singing. I was like, no ways!
No ways!
I'm like, no ways! That song is
always so awkward for me. Oh, I'm like, okay, what do I do now?
But before we talk about the music, let's talk about your upbringing. Né? How was it like growing up at Tugela?
Yo, Tugela Ferry, quite an adventure, honestly. Most of the time I was there, like, during the weekends, because during the week, being from the Greytown Primary and Greytown High School. So I used to travel, like, from Monday to Friday. It's literally wake up at 4, at, like, 5 a.m., go to school, come back at, like, 5:30 in Lini, and that was my life. And then weekends, it was honestly beautiful, laid back, chilled, a lot of days where I didn't bath, it was whatever. Had a lot of guy friends. Been cool, but I did a lot of things, you know, as a kid, and I used to go to my grandma's a lot. So it was just laid back, you know. The only games that we had was udlala mathini, you know, mastozi and all those things. No video games or whatever. Yeah, it was really
And apart from you, is there anyone famous that has come up from you, from Tugela?
From Tugela Ferry, yeah, it's my elder sister.
Oh yeah.
But she's on the gospel side. Who else? I wouldn't say just Tugela Ferry, but I would say Umsinga as a whole. Remember Umchengseni? Do you remember Umchengseni?
No.
Maskandi artist. No. Oh, Macchi. Yeah.
Maskandi, what is that?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Ish. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Life was different.
Yeah.
Life is very different there. Yeah.
So when do you decide to come to Joburg then?
Joburg, honestly, I would have moved to Joburg way back. You know, like it first started with YoTV. I was like, I want to be there. I'm supposed to be there presenting with Akumzi and them. I was just there. Well, you're not on TV.
On Crazy, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I remember. Are you exposing your age, eh? Yo.
Yeah, I was there. So yeah, but 2016, honestly, I think it was after finishing my degree. That's when I decided that, okay, I'm done with this degree, you know. I think it's a ticket for me to be to my parents like, okay, guys, I'm moving to Johannesburg to go find a job. You know, because it was not going to work after matric. They were going to be like, we're going to win, Zanikodi. With what? What are you going to, you know? So I think after my degree, they were just like, okay, you've been able to stay alone, advise and take care of yourself. Maybe Joburg will be, you know, will work out as well. So 2016, I moved.
What degree did you get? What were you studying?
Bachelor of Social Sciences.
Fuck, that sounds boring. What is that about?
Dude, my majors were, I was like on the politics and management side.
You honestly, see me.
I just knew.
You're busy singing about Uma Lahlela. You're busy singing about Uma Lahlela. Can't you a Scientologist, whatever it is.
You know, and my majors were, I just wanted something that had something to do with business. That's what I've always, because I was like, if the entertainment thing doesn't work, I'm definitely starting my own business because Gail will not be broke.
Yeah.
So I just decided that I was like, okay, cool. And I couldn't choose a B-commerce degree because, oh, wow. I knew I had 3 years to finish that thing. And if I took that course, I was not going to finish because commerce is such, I don't want to say big words, but wow.
Yeah. So now when
commerce
you...
Commerce is a two.
Yeah. So when you get your degree and you want to come to Joburg, who's this side? Do you have family this side?
My sister, my elder sister. I actually decided, I had decided before, you know, the year started, but she was leaving and I hadn't told my parents or anyone. And then she was there packing as well and getting ready. I was packing my stuff. I was like, guys, I'm leaving. I was like, there's a car that's going to Joburg. There I'm broke. I don't even know. I remember it was a very tough time for both her and myself. We really didn't know. You know when you're just going to Joburg? And because he was home for the holidays like during the December. And I remember it was also just a tough time for her as well. I was also broke, but I was like, you know what? We want to do something, bro. We want to come up with something. And yeah, something came up.
When you came to Joburg, I remember Len was telling me that you used to be a waitress.
At Where's Len? Yeah, man. He actually used to be one of my customers.
You lie.
Yeah, so when I moved here, there was a friend of mine who stayed in Midrand. And his uncle owns Itros. And then... you know, I was just like, dude, I'm just looking for anything that is a job. And yeah, he hooked me up. I started working. I was selling shots, Jägermeister and tequila. I don't know. It used to say silver or black. Yeah, something like that. Whatever. No, silver or gold. Yes. So yeah, I used to sell shots for, basically I was working for like, my commission had to be because that's what I was working for. Commission.
And how much did Len tip you? Did he tip you at all?
Shame, yo, Len. I think he did, yes. I just don't...
I know, Len. He's stingy with the tips, yo.
But you know, at least it was one of, I remember we had such the first time I saw Lynn, we actually had a conversation about sport and entertainment, and it was just crazy. It was like I had known Lynn from way back.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I was there advertising myself, right? Like advertising my CV. Whenever I get to a table, I tell you, but yeah, I have a degree in this, but I want to do this. So if you know someone who does this, please, you know, you know, it was that.
Apart from Lynn, did you meet any other famous people?
So many famous people.
You're kidding.
I remember. I remember meeting Naked DJ.
Oh yes.
Who else? You're a lot of people that I look at now and I'm like, like I remember you.
So when do you meet Sunny L? Is it before you go to Idols or after Idols?
Sunny L, we met back in varsity.
Okay.
Like it's not even Asazani from now. It's way back. Second year. His brother, his younger brother, DJ Mondi, Sandile, was there and we were friends. And then he told Sanel that, dude, there's this girl, you know, because he was also producing a Trap Vibe at the time. And he sent me a beat, his younger brother. And then I was like, okay, I don't know what I would do here, but I just wrote for it. Not even knowing I'm writing a proper, you know, and Umondo was like, no, this is good. And then he told Sanele about me. He was working with Ubusi at the time at Demo Music. And yeah, Sanele was passing by and then we met and then he asked me to sing for him. And I was like, wow, guys, really? But I sang. Yeah, and he was interested. And I was like, you know what? As much as I won't lie, I love music, but can I just finish my degree, you know, and then I'll hit you guys up. And yeah, I did exactly that. You know, I got that degree done and moving to Joburg, I contacted them. And I won't lie, the first time, it was just me, when we chilled with the guys, it was just me going there to jam with the guys, you know, not even going to make music. But he was working on his EP, which was an EP at the time, Africa to the World. And yeah, somehow I started writing and started singing and recording and it was just all making sense.
Do you remember the first time you heard his music? Because his music is like, it's different, man. It's like, I don't even know what to call it, Afro soul. I don't know, but he came with a different sound in the game.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. I remember Eva, see, there was an album that they had put together with Lesser. It was called Sticks and Stones. That was the first time. It was so like, you know, your EDM, your hard EDM, something that you don't really hear.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes.
Yeah. So it was that vibe. And I was like, who's this? And they're like, it's Sunny. And I'm like, okay. And then, yeah, that was it. And then after I moved here, I started sending in music again. And there was this remix of His Shadow. There's a song called Shadow that he did. I was like, who's this? And he said, it's just a remix. You know, he's there like, yeah, it's just a remix that I'm like, dude, don't fuck around. This is dope. Yeah. And yeah, from there, I was just like, no, there's something here. There's really something I've never heard, you know, something I wouldn't expect to hear here.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it was really, yeah, I think it was exciting, man. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Tell me about your Idols experience, because I heard you got turned down there.
Idols. I went there. Shout out to my sister, man. I woke her up at like 3 a.m. He sent me to a Carnival City and is it Carnival? Yeah, it's Carnival City.
Yes.
And you chill there in the queue while it's dark. You know, the queue is already there.
At 3 in the morning. Plan.
Freezing.
You lie.
Yeah, things we do for this thing. Till there, the sun came out. You're still out there in the queue outside. And I think I got in about 2 p.m. For the very first audition because I first met, there's a judge who's not really, yeah, you go through a process before figure out also means, you know, on TV.
Yes.
I didn't make it there. Shame.
Shit.
But yeah, I went in, sang, and I forgot the words. I remember I was singing Paradise by Joy. I forgot the words. It was like, it's a group of 10 people and they choose one person from that group of 10 people each. Mm. So I went in, I forgot the words, and then I just walked out. I was like, oh, okay, that was that. Yeah. I just sat, you know. And when we're all done, my number was called again. And then I went in and they were like, please sing a different song. And I sang a different song. And after that, we were done. And then when we were supposed to leave, guess which number they called? It was my number.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was off to the next round where you meet the producers. It's like the producers level. Mm. And yeah, that was it. Unfortunately, I made it to that point and it was done. And then they like, you know, after a week, and then they call you like, unfortunately, you did. At least they call, you know.
At least, yeah. Hey, and when you leave there, are you then like, fuck, maybe this music thing's not for me. Maybe I should go back and study some more or start that business?
Not there, but I think I thought of that after SA's Got Talent. Because I think me being called and, you know, getting through to the next round, I was like, okay, maybe there was something, you know, since I made it through. And then I go to SA's Got Talent, and yeah, that was it. I didn't even get a call, and I was like, okay, you know what, maybe let me just chill. Mm. Yeah, and then that's why I think if I would have made it to wherever in SA's Got Talent, I was going to go to Usanel and the guys in my head being like, yeah, I can do this thing. Let's do this thing. But yeah, I think I literally just thought, okay, maybe I'm not really what people are looking for out there, you know, or on radio. So I went to the guys with the mindset of, yeah, it's just a hobby now, you know, I just love doing it, but it's not that deep. So yeah, I think after SA's Got Talent, that's when I was like, maybe not.
And what's the first track you do with Saniel? Because I think I first got introduced to you with Sonini, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the first track you do with him?
No, Sonini is like there, far. Far.
Late karma. I'm a late karma.
No, you're not even a late karma, but I think it's you know, funny enough, it's like I was at a school, you know, when you're in school and you're learning stuff and you just finding yourself. And because there's so many songs that I did before the actual songs that have been released, there's like maybe half an album or a full album that is just chilling there that I did because it was like practice for me. I was writing and singing and knowing how to do harmonies and stuff, and okay, this sounds cheesy, this doesn't sound cheesy. Even English songs, actually, you know, I was so, I was very hooked on pop and country, the stuff that I grew up listening to.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, that was definitely not the first song. There's so many songs, but I think those are the songs that made it to, I think those are the songs that actually were like, okay, yeah, this is it. This is the formula.
Tell me about Sonini. What is that song about?
Sonini, we actually co-wrote the song with Dulelo Kamau, the lady who's featured on the song. And she came first. It was the Sanele produced the beat, composed everything, and sent the beat to Ulelo Kamau. And Lelo came back with the hook, the you know, in Kamata Sonini. She's Xhosa, and you know, it's part of her religious vibe.
It's a religious song.
It's a very religious song.
You kidding?
Yes, yes. Ukamata is it's the child of the sun god on the Xhosa culture.
Yeah, Scoop is always mentioning, is it Kamata, Kamago? Yeah. Kamago, Kamata.
Yes. So for me, when I listened to it, I was like, for me, if I would, like on a song that I would write, this hook would make sense. It's like asking God and being like, you know, you are the only person that I can look up to right now. So for me, that's why the verses, I wrote the verses and she came up with the hook. So after she brought back the hook, I was like, this would just make sense if I said this, you know, umagishi wango, and that was it. So yeah.
Jeez, that's actually quite deep, man.
So deep. It's very, very, and I think it was a very dark time when I wrote the song. Sure. Joburg is just a lot, man.
What was happening? Len wasn't tipping you anymore.
No, yes, Joburg is so tough because it's like a goalie, you can't be sad, you can't be down, you can't be anything. You always have to be happy and keep hustling and keep pushing because that's just Joburg, you know. No one waits for you to be like, oh my gosh, I'm not feeling okay. No. So yeah. I think, again, that's how music also just saved me because I had songs like that where I could just pull my heart out and be like, okay, this is what's up. And yeah.
And then would you say that was the song that put you on the map, or is there another song before that that like really blew you up?
With Sanal think... Musician, yes, because it was the first song, because after that, then came Ubala.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then after Ubala came... Dabes, good day, man.
Ash, okay, so let's start with Ubala. Oh, that's still my favorite song that you guys have done. I fucking love it.
Classic,
dude. First time I heard that song. First time I heard that song, I was like, what the fuck is this? And you know, the crazy thing is, I still don't know what you're saying in that song, but it sounds beautiful.
It's to me, it's like, it's, oh my gosh. And it's the first song that our manager, Pat, came in and was like, Yeah, I know. First single. Tequila Ferry, first single. I was like, oh. You know when you just say like, okay. So you guys are saying yes to this. And am I starting on my own album?
Yeah. Yay.
Crazy. So yeah, Ubala was the...
So was the plan, was it supposed to be Sunny L's song or your song?
No, Ubala was definitely supposed to be my song. It was meant for my album.
Mm.
I think we were done with Sanile's we're still busy with Sanile's album.
Mm.
I'm not sure, but like automatically Ubala was just like, because I remember we were shooting Sonini and then I just stood on the wall. Pat was like, okay, we need a single cover for Ubala. Stand here on the wall, and I stood there, then he took a shot. Next to a wall.
Yeah.
Wearing a white shirt, my 9-to-5 white shirt. I was like, okay.
Crazy, man. And tell me about the song. What is this a song about? I still don't know what it means, what you're saying in that song.
Ubala, how Ubala came about, actually. I first sampled, there's a song by Ingane Zoma. It's a Maskandi song.
I know Ingane Zoma.
Yeah?
I know Ingane Zoma. Those ones I know.
Yeah, it's in the go banini go dog, it's kind of dirty on their side, you know. And then I sat there and I was like, okay, what can I say that's going to turn this into a very soulful love song? Unfortunately, it had to be not positive because Uklale Lubala is never good. So it's really about a lady who's in a relationship. And in a way, he's just asking the guy to be like, you know what, just fix yourself. Because right now I feel like I'm settling for less or close to nothing. Something's missing, you know, because you are the one right now. But now there's just, I'm a daughter. So please fix yourself.
So this whole time while I've been singing to Bal, I'm singing to a guy asking him to fix himself.
Yeah. No, well, not a guy. I think the hook, it can work with anyone. Actually, no, it's for anyone because I don't mention a guy or...
Yeah.
You know, it's for both a lady and a guy. You can... Yeah. Even you can be like...
No, love
you know?
It.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's talk about Intaba Ezibu Buke.
Yo, you suck, bro.
Hey, Mazulu is bad, man. It's terrible.
It's Intaba Ezibu. It's
Intaba Ezibu. Yes, that one. That one.
You suck. Yo, I'm thinking, what you just said? But yeah, that one that one as well. I must say this, I love sampling. It just makes it more exciting for me, changing a song that exists and putting a different melody and a different message, and then it's now totally something new. So the chorus of Ndabe Zibute comes from, do you know Platform One?
No, I don't.
Ish, okay. But yeah, folk music group Platform One from KZN. I took it from them. It's like a wedding song. Ndabe Zibute originally is a wedding song that you sing emshadweni. And then I took that hook and I was like, okay, if it's in Ndabe Zibute for us in Zulu, it means like umuntu okude ongambona sikhuluma nentaba, like mountains, because the only distance that separates you guys is those mountains that you can see, but you can't see that person. So yeah, it turned into a long distance relationship song. As if the guy is working somewhere and, you know, I'm like, yeah, the verses are literally just like me writing a letter to that person and saying, since you've been gone, it's been cold and tough, you know. Yeah, so it's that vibe.
Hey, you're very deep. Have you been hurt? God, a lot of guys have hurt you.
Sure, shame.
These motherfuckers.
A lot of guys. It's funny, man. If I could count, I haven't been hurt that much. I have been hurt, though. But I think with regards to my music, it's really most of the songs that I grew up listening to, or Soul Brothers, Dolly Parton. So for me, in a way, what about deep and emotional on a song is not weird. You know, I'm that free about it. And I guess I'm also not afraid to, I think, especially because at that time I was like, what, 23, 22? At that age, we want to act like we don't have feelings and we don't feel for someone. And you don't meet this person that you thought was just everything and they hurt you and then it messed you up. You know, we don't want to admit those type of things. We are so embarrassed. So I think I'm the voice of the embarrassed. But yeah, I have been hurt. Definitely I've been hurt.
Was it Len?
Ish, what's wrong with this thing? Oh, I'm back. How was Len? Was
it,
Len?
It was Len who hurt you.
Shame.
Let's go to Uma Salela. That one you don't need to even explain. I know what that one means. Even though my it's a guy who does nothing. He just chills on the couch, does nothing, right?
Not even. It makes me, I guess, because I'm seeing it and I'm a lady and it's like I'm speaking to a guy. But for me, it's a song to inspire both a guy and a lady.
Yeah.
You know, that as much as I love you, but now I'm the only one who's working hard here, you know, and that just doesn't make sense. So as much as you love a person, being overworking and trying to make, you know, this thing work, it's tough if you're doing it alone.
Yeah, in a way.
So it's just that thing to just inspire everyone that just because you are in a relationship with someone who's working, it does not mean you must now chill. So it's for both ladies and guys.
And how did that song change your career? Because I saw, even with the music videos, no longer taking pictures, you know, in your 9-to-5, the budget you could see, right? I know, hey, we're making money here.
I'm trying to understand what the difference was. What was the difference?
But it was big, that song.
I was still at my 9-to-5.
For real?
Yeah, I was still at my 9-to-5. Definitely still at my 9-to-5.
Oh, wow. But that song was big.
Shot the video with the same guy, Unik, the same guy I shot Ubala with. Yeah. So, okay, I guess God was just doing things, you know?
You're elevating.
I was looking better.
Yeah. Okay.
But so I was still at my 9-to-5, yeah.
So now, you know, you're from the rurals, like you said, you come to Joburg, now you got all these hits. How's it like going to the summers and then, you know, you're rubbing shoulders with people that you idolized?
Ish, man. Summer are an adventure. Summers are such an adventure. You go there and you literally get the opposite of what you expected. Firstly, you know, and it's not something that I'm sad about, but I guess there's a lot of pressure because it's like an awards environment. Everyone is there, like, who's going to win tonight? And, you know, shucks. Jeez, it's crazy, man. You meet.
Sounds like you're traumatized.
You know, I think it's where we really meet our idols. And you just meet someone that you've looked up to your whole life and you just try to maybe say hi, you know, and I think before you even say hi, they just act. I think summers, I learned that, you know, the type of person you see on TV and you, just because you're a fan and you think that person is a certain type of person, is never really like that. But
who
I think
talking about? Who was that? Who did you try to say hi to and they ignored you or something?
No, I didn't try to say hi to anyone. But I think before I even said hi, I'm just like, oh, okay. You know when so konumuntongene ga konumuntonga ngene. It's just tough.
Who's there?
You know. Yeah. Stop it, Becky. Stop it. But yeah, man. It's tough, but I think, you know, it's one of the things that I also just wanna work on changing, you know, especially as one of the female artists. I think growing in the industry, I just want to grow and understand that there are kids that we are going to inspire, and there are kids that are going to look up to us and actually even sound like us. We'll get there. So I don't think that should be pressure for me when someone comes in and they sound like me or whatever, because if you're doing something right now, best believe someone is going to be inspired out there. Emakaya, I'm going to inspire another scene. And I should appreciate that and be like, okay, someone is listening, you know, and not act some type of way, because it's a very tough industry. And I think the people before us are one of the things that we just have to keep us going. And keep
so you
us
didn't
sane.
Feel appreciated at the Summers?
Not really appreciated. I don't know what the word is.
Mm-hmm.
No, but
for me, that sounds like, you know, it's a dream come true, you know, and it sounds like it was a very bad experience for you.
No, it was not a very, it was half bad, half good. Mm. Yeah, I think even this, I think the planning of the Summers as well, if they can just do a bit more to accommodate artists and stuff. Mm. Yeah. So I think the Summers themselves, there's a lot of work that still needs to be done, but I know we'll get there.
And the music business as a whole, is it as glamorous as we see like on TV? How is it?
Well, it is for those that choose to follow that path. For me, honestly, I want people to know I think on stage is as good. That's me, Swenkile. That's me looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Just know at the mall you're gonna see me in slops and shorts, and that's why sometimes on stage I just go with my shorts and my sneakers and my t-shirt, because I'm like, whatever, man, this is who I am, this is what I have to offer. I don't know, it's like there's so much pressure, man. It's like if you sing a specific song or a certain song, or you're in a certain genre, you have to look a certain way, which is just weird for me. I think just being yourself is the easiest thing you could ever do for yourself.
And the hardest. So, yeah. And the hardest as well.
It is also hard because you get people like, oh, no, you really need to get a stylist to now see me. I'm like, oh, thanks. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know
you. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. If I'm your manager, I come to you, I'm like, yo, Simi, Instagram Live is booming now. You got to get on it. You got to twerk, show your bums. That's what's popping right now. Would you do that? Or would you be like, nah, fuck it. I'll miss that train.
No, I would not do it.
Mm.
Yeah, no.
Even if it's like what everybody's doing and that's what is paying the bills?
I think there's a lot of things that people have done and I haven't done them, you know, and I've been okay. So no, I would pass unless it's something that is me and that I'm interested in doing, which is, I'm such a boring person. Actually, there's not a lot of things that I like doing,
yeah.
But anyway. So
it sounds to me like fame hasn't changed you, because, you know, it can change a lot of people, fame and money especially.
No, I don't think so. Mm. I don't know. Maybe my people have a different opinion, but on my side, I'm still just trying to live my normal life, you know. I think that's gonna help.
Celebrity friends, who are you close with in the industry?
Very close with Ami.
Oh, she's amazing.
Crazy as well.
Is she Muncha.
Oh, Ami's too. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Beautiful spirit as well. Saki as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Benjamin. You know Benjamin?
Dube.
No, I give up.
Oh, okay.
I really give up.
It's mostly vocalists, no?
Yeah, it's no and okay, yeah. Let me save it, because now I'm gonna think and it's not gonna work out when I think.
I don't know if you know Nota, but he's Questa's manager, right? So I was listening.
Yeah, I know Nota.
Yeah. So he was saying the other day that he feels like DJs do a lot of disservice to vocalists. For example, like if me and you do a song now, chances are I'll make more money from gigs because I'll get booked more because I'm the DJ, you know, and people usually want to book the DJ as opposed to the vocalist. And where you make your money is via like royalties and stuff, which isn't as big as the DJ money, the gig money. What do you think about that?
Ish. I won't lie, it's an experience that I did not have because, you know, working with someone who just shared, who has shared the stage with most of us, suddenly every song that I did with him, I was, wherever he was booked, I was there on stage performing. But I think what also helps as well, it's a mistake we make as vocalists. When you feature it, I think you must maximize on that and take advantage of that. Like if you have a song that is running at the moment, go to studio, you know, and create, till you find something that you feel, okay, this is good enough to be a follow-up from the song that I was featured on, this good song that I was featured on. And I don't think if you actually do that, there will be any reason for people to not book you at your own right. So I think that's the mistake we make. You know, if the DJ does not have you with him performing the songs, at least you have that song and other songs, because unfortunately you can't be booked for one song. I think that doesn't make sense. So I think once you have that song, go into studio, create as much content so that you have enough content to be like, okay, I am also bookable now. You can book me without the DJ. You know, we must not hold on to DJs and producers. I feel like it's, you know, it's not fair, but it's also,
Now with the coronavirus, because I think we can all agree that gigs are done for this year. Maybe next year we might pick back up. What's your plan as an artist? Because I'm sure you've been impacted by Corona.
Yeah. I won't lie, it has been a disadvantage because in a way money from gigs is quicker, but I wouldn't say I'm not 100% stressed because I'm in studio working on my second album.
Nice.
Yes, so I think just right now for me, I'm getting more time to work on my album, make more music, just getting time to, what can I say? I've learned to record myself, you know, which just minimizes iskati of going into another studio and doing that. I'm doing piano lessons as well. So it's as much as I'm chilling at home, it's not that I'm not doing anything. I'm feeling the lockdown, but in a way, it's not that much of a disadvantage because I'm getting time to equip myself as an artist as well. And yeah, learning Logic. I'm on Logic.
Oh, I'm on Reason. Hey, Logic is a bit weird for me. I'm on Reason.
Why is everyone saying Logic is weird? And I'm there finding it simpler than, because most of the guys are on Fruity Loops and I'm like, what? What are these colors? I was never good in maths. I don't want to stress myself with anything. So I'm sticking to Logic. But yeah, it's, for me, it's working right now.
We see a lot of artists come out like, you know, in let's say when the career is popping, after that, like a few years, say that they were screwed, business deals, they don't own their masters and stuff like that. How's your business, music business? Are you happy with the stuff that you have?
I'm happy because first and foremost, I did not sign a contract. Mm. Hey, stop it. People are calling me.
Askies. Is that Len?
I'm so gonna laugh at Lynn. You are there on his case. Is that But yeah, man, I'm not too stressed because I think that's the first mistake that we make, not reading our contracts and not understanding what type of deal we are getting ourselves into. So I think for now I am happy. Yeah.
Yeah. And what advice would you give other female rising vocalists out there that aspire to be like you?
Shucks. I think I know we're not all going to have similar experiences, but find, if it's possible, find someone who is still rising as well. I think as vocalists, we rush for the big producers and stuff. I think find someone who really is passionate about music as yourself, someone that you can actually build a sound with. Don't try and do the shortcut and be like, can I send you my song so you can plug me? I know I have the song that I wrote that I know will be perfect for your beat, but you're now sending it to someone who is already up there. You know, people could, and that's another thing. Can we not send songs to strangers, you know, and think people are genuine out there? People could just take your song and give it to another artist and record it. Everything is done. You get nothing. You literally get nothing. And no one is going to believe you when you say, no, but this was my song. I sent it to this person, number one. And number two, yeah, just find your music buddy, you know, someone that you can actually build with. I know it's tough, you know, because we don't come from similar backgrounds. For some people, it's really tough financially. So people don't really have the patience to wait for, you know, that big break to come up. But I always think, as much as it's slow, it is the safer route to take. Build and, you know, find someone who can actually help you in terms of like the business and putting the music out there. And yeah, start your own thing, you know, start your own brand, start your own sound and get the music out there. Post it on YouTube. We have YouTube now, which is actually how Our World Music, like our team, literally got the music out there. It took a while for our music to be on radio, but because there was YouTube and we were posting the music there and on Facebook sharing videos and stuff, eventually people actually started paying attention to us and it made sense. So I think you can just start there. Be very patient. Be very, very patient. And once you have started the journey, be humble. You know, it's the easiest thing you could ever do for producers and other people that want to work with you out there. I think Sibo Madiba and we don't have time anymore and we forget you actually got here through hard work, so it can't stop now. Yeah.
And as a female artist, have you ever been like offered sexual favors, for example? Like someone say, hey, you know, you know, if you sleep with me, you'll get this. I'll get you this.
You'll get this.
Yeah, I'll put it in.
That's why I'm saying, and in Gaza, you know, situations aren't the same. But that's why I'm saying, for me, it was easier because I started with someone who was also just not sure where this thing is going to go.
So that has never happened to you?
Never, ever, ever.
Oh, you're so lucky, man.
I won't lie. It has happened because before music, I wanted to do like presenting and stuff. Wanted a certain someone to give me a job. And that's the route they were choosing. And immediately I would just be like, but in music, I would be lying. It has never happened. But other spaces, it has definitely happened. Yeah, where you find yourself wanting to go home and the person does not want to take you home. But yeah, man, it's whatever. I was also rebellious. I was a very rebellious child.
Yeah.
So learned my lessons and...
Do you have any aspirations to go into TV?
Since I got into music and I'm realizing how much of a weirdo I am, you know. I'm realizing that my personality and television does not work.
Well, you can always start your own YouTube channel, you know, there's that.
I could, because that's good for me. Now out there, you know, people are like, no, just try to be happy. I'm like, no, I'm not happy today though. Smile. You are there standing like you're confused. I'm being normal. Like, okay, maybe there was a reason for me not.
Would you, because I know obviously you and Sanel have a great working relationship and you make great music, but do you aspire to work with other producers, you know, like a Heavy K or Black Coffee or whatever?
Definitely. I would love to work with Ota Kapo.
Oh, that would be fire.
With Ubele and Dave as well, David.
Who's David?
Who else? Shucks. The guys from Noble Music.
What songs have they done?
They produced the Find Your Way Back by Beyonce. Part of that. I just love the sound. Yeah, and there's like most, for me, it's mostly upcoming guys with Dafro. There's this guy, Dafro. He has like a church house vibe. Who else? Sure, there's a lot of people that I would like to work with.
I think if you worked with Cairo, I don't know if you know Cairo.
Yes, Cairo as well. I think Cairo not a couple, they are there in the same, you know, type of vibe. So there's a lot of, I hate this question because I always forget people that I want to work with. And then after that, I'm like, oh, shucks, I should have mentioned this person. But there's a lot of guys, you know, that have a beautiful son that I really would love to work with. But yeah, for me, it's just that crazy because it's not just the sound. And there's no time for what I like, but yeah, that's just me. I love knowing a person because for me, you know, working with someone, it's not just going to end there. We might be on stage together at an interview together. So like, for example, a feature is not just, if it doesn't work in studio and you are there doing the most, it's too much. So I'm just, but unfortunately, you know, sometimes you just have to chill and find a way, man. Find a way.
No, that's awesome. Have you been watching the Instagram battles?
Okay, I have to check it out. You see, I'm...
Those stress. But I wanted to ask you, who would you like to battle? Who do you think you would fare with?
In terms of what?
In terms of music, another vocalist. So what happens in the battles, you play a hit and then the other vocalist plays a hit. So who do you think?
Of their own.
Yeah, of their own. And then it's just about celebrating your guys' music.
Okay. Just celebrating, not battling.
No. Just celebrating. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Ami. Definitely
yeah.
Ami.
Yeah.
Shasha as well, really dope stuff.
That's who I was gonna say.
Cool vibe, man.
Yeah,
it's just they're killing it.
I think that'd be awesome. Let's make it happen, man. An IG battle between you and Shasha. That'd be dope.
It's a piano and
the
dance stuff. Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, Simi, thank you so much for your time, man. I really enjoyed this interview.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
And it's our first time speaking together, but what I like about you is that, you know, a lot of people that come from rurals or villages like myself and come to Joburg are easily swallowed by Joburg, but you seem to still have, you know, remained who you are and remained authentic and true to yourself, which I really like.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to do that because Joburg can eat you up alive.
Nah.
Yo.
Yeah. It's true. Very true. Yeah. But I think it keeps you sane. I think, you know, just always reminding yourself where you come from keeps you, and having older parents who just
and in I'm terms kidding, of you working on a new album, what else is Simi busy with?
Yes, working on a new album. My new single is out, Nihamba Nawe, featuring Sinom Solo. I hope people are enjoying that. That's all I'm working on, and as I said, working on those piano lessons. Battery. Sorry, guys.
No, when was that?
The phones. but that's what I'm up to currently. Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. I'll send you some of my beats. Hopefully you like them.
You make beats?
Yeah, just for fun. You know, like you do piano lessons.
Bring and come.
They're not as good as Daniel, but yeah.
I know when you say you're just having fun, it's not going to be pressure. You know, there's so much pressure in life. No, I'm currently working on something, you know, and next week I need to release, so I'm going to send it to. I'm like, do you think I'm chilling and just chilling?
Yeah. thank you so much, Simi. Love you long time.
Right, like, thank you.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye.
You need music for your video. With Artlist, you can find your music fast. How fast? This fast. Start now and find your perfect song. Fast.